As many regional communities strive to recover from the bushfire crisis, they might get a few tips from the Buy From The Bush campaign that really took off over recent months. It encourages people in the city to buy online from regional businesses in areas hit hard by the drought, and it was flooded with interest in the lead up to Christmas. But can the momentum continue? Alexandra Beach reports.
Grace Brennan is still amazed at the level of support for her social media campaign. From her base near Dubbo in central western New South Wales, she kept expecting demand for Buy From The Bush to die off as Christmas got closer, but it never happened.
Yeah, the feedback from the business is that it's still been quite overwhelming, the response, which is so cool.
Buy From The Bush uses social media to connect city buyers with small businesses in drought-stricken communities. Since launching in October, it's racked up more than 165,000 followers on Instagram. Grace Brennan's expecting a bit of a lull in January, but she's still optimistic about the year ahead.
Well, hopefully people have discovered beautiful things and beautiful businesses, and it's just a matter of hopefully converting them into customers for life. You know, if they're following individual Instagram feeds or social media accounts and they can keep connecting with those bush businesses for a lot longer, then I suppose the benefits will be long term, which is what we're hoping.
Stephen Dan is a senior lecturer specialising in marketing, social media and consumer behaviour at the Australian National University. He says part of the reason Buy From The Bush is such a success is that it takes a much smarter approach than standard charity.
Charity is a case of, I'm going to give you the money, I'm not expecting anything back. But charity frequently causes problems where it buys out supplies that people had budgeted for. So when we did the big hay bales for farmers, the farmers who'd set aside their money to buy the hay bales were suddenly priced out of the market by the charities buying up the resources that they were then giving away to someone else, giving away to the competitor. Here, we're doing it as, we're treating you like us being any other customer.
But Dr. Dan says the campaign's long-term success is more complicated, and sales could potentially drop off after the Christmas rush.
Christmas is the big spike time for retailing, so there's a little extra incentive. It's down to how well the products do their job. If you bought from their bush, you've had a good service, the people have sent you the stuff, just like any other shopping experience. But also, if the things that you're buying from there are things that you're going to need to buy again.
He says certain types of businesses may be better placed to continue to thrive on the platform, like those selling clothes or secondhand items or offering something specific to their region.
If your strength is being able to provide something that you can only get one particular patch of Australia, then you've got a long-term opportunity. But if you're trying to sell things that, you know, we could as easily get down at the corner store, you're basically not going to win that. I think value for money is going to be the biggest challenge. And at the end of the day, we're still asking these stores to be shops, and we're buying from them because they've got something we want to buy. If we're buying from them because we feel a bit sorry and, you know, here's $5 for something we're not going to use, well, Marie Kondo would tell you it's a bad idea to go down that path. If it's not sparking joy, don't buy it in the first place.
But campaign founder Grace Brennan's not worried and says new opportunities are being sought to sustain the campaign in 2020.
Hopefully in January we'll get some things happening for back to school items, and we'll be focusing on various holidays throughout the year, so keep your eyes peeled for that. But just more generally, I mean, most of the stuff that we're featuring isn't Christmas specific. Lots of fashion, lots of homewares. Obviously, the drought will not be over after Christmas, and the impacts of this drought will last long after it rains. So the more we can think to expanding that consumption beyond, you know, the kind of city bubble or beyond your local solutions, the better for bush business.
Grace Brennan from the Buy From The Bush campaign, ending that report from Alexandra Beach.